So what's the best way to network to find a new job? A lot of us are thinking about this now with layoffs in many sectors and us wondering about our job security. And it turns out the people you know best, the people who are closest to you, might not be the ones most capable of delivering that assist. There was a new study on this, and we have a co-author on the line. Eric Brynjolfsson directs the Stanford Digital Economy Lab. Eric, welcome to Here and Now.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Your study looked at the strength of weak ties. First of all, what are weak ties?
Weak ties are people who aren't that close to you. They're not your best friends. They're not your direct coworkers. They might be at a different company, somebody who you met some years ago. So they're connections, but they're not your strong ties.
Yeah. I understand the phrase, the strength of weak ties, goes back at least to the 1970s. And sociologist Mark Granovetter, is your study kind of consistent with his scholarship that the people closer to me in my social network will mostly know the same people, so they might not be that helpful to connect me to others?
It is, although there's a twist. I mean, his study is probably one of the most influential studies in all of social science, but it wasn't based on digital connections like LinkedIn.
And so your study finds the empirical causal relationship to support that argument, that weak ties are really important, you know, in our professional careers and our networking careers?
Exactly. And causal is a key point here because the prior work by him and just about everyone else looked at just the connections that people had and where jobs were being formed. But it didn't really answer their question of which was the causal effect. If you added one more connection, would it increase your chance of getting a job and which kinds of connections were helpful? And our study looked at a way of getting at the causal relationship between connections and jobs.
And what you found is that some of the best people to tap into, say if I'm looking for a new job, is people who I have moderately weak ties with. What are they?
Yeah.
And what did you find about these people with moderately weak ties to me?
Exactly. So it's not the people who are closest to that are most likely to give you jobs, but also in a little twist on Mark Granovetter's theory, it wasn't the ones who were extremely distant either. It was the people who were kind of moderately weak. Maybe you had 10 mutual friends, not 30 or 40, but not zero either. And those moderately weak ties were the ones that were most helpful. So think of it as kind of an inverted U, where the ones at the two extremes were not as helpful as the ones in the middle.
Yeah. And you found a pretty strong relationship. People I have moderately weak ties with are twice as effective as those I'm really close to as far as finding a new job?
Exactly. In our study, there were over 600,000 new jobs that were created, and the ones that were sort of in the middle were at least twice as likely as your close friends to connect you to a new job.
So how did you go about doing this study? I gather you used data from 20 million users of LinkedIn to look at this?
That's right. We looked at 20 million people over a five-year period. Over 2 billion connections were made. Those of your listeners who use LinkedIn may notice that sometimes it gives you a suggestion, said, here's somebody you may know, people you may know. And LinkedIn is constantly twiddling with its algorithms, trying to introduce some people to closer ties, some people further away, some people in the same company. And we looked at these 5 years of data, and we found when they introduced people who were moderately far away from you, you were more likely to get a job.
We have seen a lot of layoffs in your part of the country, in the tech sector.
Yep.
And, you know, there's uncertainty about where the economy is going. Some saying maybe a recession is coming. For people who want to, you know, expand their networks just in case, or figure this is a good time for me to invest in networking and people around me, you know, how timely is this finding?
I think it is incredibly timely. You know, here in Silicon Valley, we've seen the effects of the tech layoffs, although I should also note that, you know, unemployment overall is at close to a record low. In our study, we actually looked at subgroups like people who are working in the tech industry, people who use software, people whose jobs were being affected by AI. And in each of those cases, connecting to weak ties was even more important than it was for the general population. So I think it's something people want to pay attention to now. And of course, it's common sense that if you're looking for a job, it's nice to build a relationship before you really need to call on a favor and not at the last minute. So this would be a good time to build those networks.
Do you think this applies beyond job searches? I mean, we network for a lot of reasons. We network for for friends or maybe a spouse or, you know, people who have similar hobbies? I mean, can this be applied beyond the job hunting context?
I think in many ways it can. I mean, you know, we should make friends because we like making friends. But if you want to be kind of utilitarian about it, it is true that people who are different from you and who are further away are more likely to have novel information. And that's the original theory behind why weak ties were important. So it probably benefits all of us to get outside of our bubbles and meet with people who aren't exactly the same as us or our close friends.
Yeah. That is Eric Brynjolfsson, director of the Stanford Digital Economy Lab, and he's co-author of a study on networking and how to do it. Eric, thanks for the time.
My pleasure.